Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, now is the time to bow before your Maker. At least, if you look at our epistle reading for today to Ephesians, now is the time to bow before your Maker. Or if you take the Apostle Paul as your example, now is the time to bow before your Maker. And so if now is the time, then all of you should be bowing your knees. Are you bowing literally? Are you bowing spiritually? What does the Apostle Paul even mean when he says by bowing? Paul starts out our epistle reading today by saying, "For this reason I bow my knees before the Father." He's referring to his prayer on behalf of the Ephesians, but he's also providing for us a model for what it means to be a Christian. Likewise, Luther says, "A Christian without prayer is just as impossible as a living person without a pulse. The pulse is never motionless. It moves and beats constantly, whether one is asleep or something else keeps one from being aware of it." Prayer is an essential part of the Christian life. Whether you are bowing spiritually or literally, the act of submissively going to your knees and bowing before your Maker carries a lot of connotations to what you believe that your God and Father is capable of. Paul then continues his prayer by emphasizing that he is bowing before the Father from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named. As your vicar this past year, you have placed your name upon me. You have placed me into your church family, just like our baptism placed the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit upon us. We have been joined together before our Father. Therefore, since we have been joined together, and since we have all approached our Father in a spiritual bowing of the knees, let me give my sermon to you today as a prayer. A sermon of petitions from me to the Father on your behalf. And so, I pray to our Father that, according to the riches of His glory, He may grant you strength. Strength by the power of His Spirit in your inner being. Strength by God's plan of salvation that was put in place before the creation of the world. Strength enough that Christ may dwell in your will, in your works, and in your ways. Strength enough to cause your faith to grow. Because it is only through faith that you receive the benefits of this strength. May God grant you strength to believe that He is more powerful than we act like He is. You see, so often our actions and our inactions show the world what we think our God is like. We think our God is too weak to make a difference in our lives. But by the act of bowing our knees to God, we begin to change that. We humbly submit to God's power in our lives, God's ability to control even the smallest of details to bring us closer to Him. I know this is true because by God's action of sending me here to our Redeemer, He has provided me with so many little ways of seeing His work. Things like being able to walk my children to school, both at Hoover and at the preschool here every day. Things like being able to be here for my family at the death of Hope's grandmother this past year. I pray that God's action of sending me to our Redeemer has also blessed you in the small details. God has worked through me to impact you in some way. And I don't pretend to know what or how God's actions have strengthened you, but by faith I know it to be true. As Paul points out in verse 17, you have been rooted and grounded in love. And so, having been rooted and grounded in love, I pray that you may have strength. Strength to comprehend the breadth and length and height and depth of Christ's love for you. strength to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge. Of course, you might be saying to yourself that you already comprehend Christ's love. In fact, you might even be singing to yourself, "Jesus loves me, this I know." You've been singing it since you were a little child. But have you been acting like it? Have you dropped to your knees in a bow and in humility realized the crushing guilt and weight of your sins? Or have you thought to yourself, "God will forgive me. Why does it matter? After all, that particular sin is just a small thing. It's just a little guilty pleasure. It doesn't hurt anyone." I wouldn't be surprised if Adam and Eve had a similar thought on the day they ate from the forbidden tree and cursed themselves and us to die. Therefore, I pray that you may have strength to comprehend with all the saints the love of Christ for you. Because you are among the saints of God. Having been baptized by God, you have been sainted by God. You have been given the strength to bow to your knees in repentance, to say, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." In repentance, you finally have the strength to truthfully say, "Jesus loves me, this I know." In repentance, you have the strength to comprehend and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge. Having been rooted and grounded in love, and according to the riches of His glory, I pray that you may be filled with the fullness of God. Because if Christ is living in you, then the fullness of God is in you. As I pray this petition on your behalf, I'm reminded of the fullness of supplies you blessed my family with when we started Vicarage. When we arrived at the Vicarage house, we walked into a house that had all the counters in the kitchen and much of the floor in the kitchen covered with boxes of pantry items and supplies. What a blessing that was to walk into. And so as we sorted and organized all the food and supplies that you'd given to us, it became quickly apparent that there was not going to be room in the kitchen to store all of them. So we took the remainder down to the lower level. There's a little shelf there between the two levels. And so we started putting them on that bookshelf. And it quickly became apparent again that there was not going to be enough space on that shelf for all the supplies either. And so we took the remainder of those and took them to the basement, where we were able to fill several shelves within the basement as well. And so we ended up seeing how you demonstrated the fullness of God to us on that day. And I pray that you would continually and repeatedly be filled with all the fullness of God. Granted, a pantry is a poor comparison to the fullness of God, but many times it's in the small things that we get a glimpse of God. You showed in your actions that you know how to bow before your Maker. You showed the strength and the love of Christ dwelling in your inner being. You showed that you have comprehended the love of Christ. You showed that my prayer for you this day has already been answered by God, because God is able to strengthen you far more abundantly than even our wildest dreams. Now is the time to bow before your Maker. Whether you bow your knees literally or spiritually, my prayer is that you would bow in awe and thanksgiving to your Father. Because through baptism, you became members of your Father's heavenly family, a Father whose riches are granted to you by the power of His Spirit, a Father whose Spirit enables Christ to live in you, a Father who has rooted and grounded you in His love, a Father who has filled you with the fullness of His power. Now to Him who is able to do far more abundantly than all we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to Him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Now may the God of peace equip you with everything good, that you may do His will. Through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.